All right, so the Window Nation poll question of the day was Sunday's Hail Mary the best regular season play in franchise history. I don't think there's any debate that it's the greatest game-ending play in franchise history, regular season or postseason. It's the only Hail Mary I can ever remember working. I can't even recall an end of first half Hail Mary that worked. Maybe some of you will correct me. But here are some other incredible kind of, you know, regular season plays in franchise history. Ken Houston's stop of Walt Garrison in that famous 1973 Monday night game is a famous play in franchise history. It's a great play, and it preserved a 14-7 win. That's up there on the list. Santana Moss twice on Monday night, to me, is on the list. I know it's not one play, but the combination of the two bombs to Santana Moss is shocking. The Troy Vincent blocked field goal picked up by Sean Taylor, face mask on the play leading to a Nick Novak walk-off field goal, is on the list. Griffin's 76-yard touchdown run against Minnesota in 2012 is on the list. Santana Moss taking one in overtime against Jacksonville in 2006, 68 yards, is on the list. A similar play to Gary Clark's hitch and then escape and touchdown in overtime in 86 to beat the Vikings 44-38. Mosley's kick in the snow against the Giants in 82 is on that list. We showed Daryl Green's pick six against the Lions in overtime to beat them as well in 95. So those are plays, you know, regular season-wise that are up there, but I think this one's number one. This is the greatest game-ender in franchise history, without a doubt, a walk-off. And I think it's the greatest play in regular season franchise history. It's certainly a part of it will live on, especially as we get to watch this career of Jaden Daniels play out. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. 301-230-0980. Ian, go.
Two things. One, the cliche of more games are lost than won apply to both teams, because there were multiple points where you felt Washington should have run away with this game and it never be close. So if they had lost, you're right, you would have been left scratching your head. And then on the Chicago side, you feel the same way, not covering McLaurin, the way they covered that. It felt like it was a game where both teams could have quote-unquote lost. The other thing is the Eddie Jordan quote of harvest your nuts. The job isn't to be great now. It's to get as many wins, be rolling at the right time in the playoffs. I think that's exactly what you want to walk away if you're Washington. But I push back on this notion about Peters and special sauce and Dan Quinn and karma and the vibes. It's all Jaden Daniels. It is all Jaden Daniels. That play, the plays he makes are off schedule. Those aren't Cliff Kingsbury, everything is like painting by the numbers, Kirk Cousins type plays. These are things he is creating. He is dynamic. And we talk about this all the time.
Look, it's always the Jimmies league and the Joes. All right, we can say that about almost any sport, but they have built something where everybody's buying in and everybody has an attitude, an enthusiastic attitude versus what typically is your attitude, which is killjoy, prophet of doom. And it's just a very positive approach to everything. And that's top down, Ian. That's top down.
No, that's Kevin, there is no Patriots way. Tom Brady leaves, that organization is nothing. It is a quarterback-driven league to the max. If
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying the overall output is, of course, number one on the list is Jaden Daniels. Duh. Of course, if they didn't have him, if Taylor Heinicke or Sam Howell were quarterbacking, it would be a nice try-hard outfit, but they'd be, at this point, they'd be, you know, 3-5 or 2-6. Of course. It's obvious.
Okay.
Let's go to... I want to get some other calls in here. People have been on hold forever. Billy and Chantilly, go.
Kevin, good morning. It's unbelievable. This guy is unbelievable. Last week, I called him the greatest pocket quarterback I have ever seen. I think you owe me an apology. Rookie pocket quarterback I've ever seen.
No, that's different. That's not what you said. You said he's the greatest pocket quarterback I've ever seen play in the NFL. Not rookie. You didn't make that distinction.
Okay, well, look, that's semantics. Here's the bottom line. This guy is the greatest rookie quarterback I have ever seen in the history of the NFL. As long as I've been watching, that's my opinion. This guy is unbelievable. It's the second time this year that I jumped off the couch, and the last time was the Monday Night Miracle, which Cincinnati. You already talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati throw.
I jumped on – look, who didn't? I mean, if you're just an NFL fan, you jumped.
If you didn't, you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
The insurrection throw against Cincinnati. This guy is uniting a community. It is bigger than football. What he's done. He took a fan base that had 6 foot of dirt over it, and in seven games has turned this city into a buzz. Kevin.
You know what that's leading to, Billy, and we're not getting into this today, but okay. Just so everybody knows, you know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah.
What am I going to say?
We're going to win the Super Bowl.
No. I mean, I think we're actually in contention for the Super Bowl. I think we're legitimate Super Bowl contenders right now. That I'm not kidding about that. What I was going to say is the perfect storm for the name stays the same was winning, winning big, winning with a superstar at quarterback. And then having a few indelible all-time moments to go with it. And the only piece that's missing from that perfect storm is a deep, deep run into the postseason. Hey, guys, we'll have time tomorrow. I gotta run him up against a hard break. Ben Standing's going to join us next. We'll try to get back to some calls this upcoming hour because I know so many of you want to weigh in, and I want to hear from you. And we got all week, certainly, before we have to start thinking about the Giants. They can start thinking about the Giants right now. We don't have to until maybe Saturday. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Ben Standing next.